Morning, Sean.
Anyway, we thought we'd duck out and get an update there at Rose Hill to see what's happened. For those who've probably just popped out of bed in the last hour or so, what's the night been like?
Sorry?
What's the night been like for those who've just sort of popped out of bed and slept in on a Saturday morning and got their form guides?
It's a chilly morning. It's still a bit chilly here at the present. A little bit of high cloud. The sun's just trying to get behind it now.
Yeah.
But it should come out later on and... a bit sunny, but it's only tipping a 16 degree temperature today.
Yeah, basically you need a bit of wind, don't you, to break the to dry that track out.
That's exactly right, and we certainly haven't got it lately. So, so at the moment, still heavy eight, and I'm just about to go around with the stewards now and have a look at it and see what it's like. Had a little bit of a frost this morning, and
Now the penetrometer today, what's that, Chris?
5.6.
Right, 5.6, a heavy 8. Now, the rail today, have you moved that out a little bit further from previously?
Yeah, we went from 3 metres out to the 8 metres for today.
All right. Now, with that, was there a bit of wear out there in that area you've gone past?
Yeah, most of it. But in the straight, there's still that wear and tear down the straight and around to about the 1,400 metres down the side there that you can't sort of avoid. And that's where they fan out and where they pull up sort of areas. But most down the back straight, and that we've eliminated most of the wear.
All right, terrific. So today it looks like a heavy 8. The rail at 8 metres, 5.6, and at this stage that's as good as you can prepare given weather conditions, isn't it?
That's it, Sean.
Good on you, Chris. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Chris Toogood joining us there. Trent Lenscale, tab.com.au. Morning, Trent.
Good morning to you, Cozzy.
Now, for people who are just sitting down around the table, get your cup of tea and your form guide there. The track conditions right around the country for you today. On Tab Talk, Caulfield today, it's a good 3. The rail's at 9 metres there and 5.11 there, penetrometer. It's Pink Ribbon Day today, aiding breast cancer at Newcastle. Please support it if you can. It is a soft 5 and the rail is at 4 metres there. Now, the Sunshine Coast, it's a soft 7, and the rail is true. So, rail true and a soft 7, Sunshine Coast, for the big meeting with the Queensland Cup on, which has been transferred from Eagle Farm, of course. They haven't finished the course there. And at Morfordville in South Australia, it's a good 4. The rail at 2 metres from the 1,000 to the 400. Now, it is 2 past 10. The Civic Stakes being run at Rose Hill this afternoon. And Kristen Buchanan has True Blue in this. It was a good winner the other day, and she joins us now. Morning, Kristen.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
Good. You're a little bit toey again. Are you walking the box this morning, excited?
I actually am pacing my bedroom at the moment, getting ready to go. I am excited. I can't wait.
Well, she won beautifully for you the other day. You got a jock change because Paul King, of course, has to go to Queensland for the rides up there.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I'd love to have Paul on, but very happy to have Winona. She's in very good form, and I think she'll suit me. So I think Paul's had a good chat to her, and we'll obviously talk today. But quite excited to have her on board.
Well, Winona booted 3-0 last weekend, so she's got her eye in.
Exactly. Couldn't get an apprentice in better form, could you, at the moment?
Now, you've drawn out towards the outside. Is that going to be a worry or not?
Look, the mare, she likes to be forward. I can't see a lot of other horses in this race really being, you know, true leaders. She doesn't have to lead, but, I mean, we'll be positive from there without driving her mad. I guess it's just with the rail out, there could be a bit of pressure applied due to that. We'll see how the races are panning out. But, look, she'll be handy. She'll go forward. Whether she gets the lead or not, it's not essential. Just as long as she can be comfortable and not arguing with the rider.
Well, the last couple of races she's led, but I mean, as long as she sits up in the first 4 or 5, I suppose, is the important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I've tried forever to get her to settle further back to that. She just won't. She really gets a little bit fierce and wants to over race, so you're better off just having a week comfortable. If you can race with a bit of cover and she'll be fine. I guess from those barriers, though, they're always tricky, aren't they, to get that little bit of cover. But I'll leave that in Winona's hands.
All right. And this week, what have you done with her? Kristen, much at all? Much work?
A bit of swimming, and that's about it. Just keeping her happy. She's now, as you know, she raced on Saturday, so her fitness is absolutely spot on. I think she's just about to be starting to peak in her fitness. I'm really happy with her, and it was just a matter of keeping her happy and deciding whether she was right to race today. And I'm quite satisfied that she's very well.
Now, Krista, there are a lot of people listening to you at the moment in cars with heaters on and sitting at home nice and warm with a cup of tea and their form got out and thinking, oh, Too Blue, I might have something each way that. Tell us about during the week when you took Too Blue for a swim. Your attire, just take us through what happens when you take her for a swim.
Well, I can't row a boat, and we don't have a pool at Wyong, so it's in with a wetsuit. And I've only got a shorty one at the moment, too, so I think I'll be replacing that soon. But look, hopefully the pool's done at Wyong before long. It's supposed to be happening in the next 2 weeks, so fingers crossed. But, yeah, that's cold. I'm glad I didn't have to do it this morning. It was a frost on the windscreen when I got in the car.
You've got the shorty wetsuit. 20, you got any toes left?
Tell me about it. I was just in and out.
Oh, God, it must have been cold.
Yeah, well, I suppose you get surfers on the coast doing it for fun every day, don't you? So it's not that crazy, really. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That just shows the dedication. Let's hope it pays off again today with Too Blue. If all goes well today, what happens now? Would you keep it going?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Well, you know, Happy Mare in form, will definitely go ahead, especially while we've got these nice soft tracks. It's just the perfect time of year for her to be in and hitting a peak. So, you know, the winter dash in the fortnight's time's not out of the question, depending on how she goes today. Or if I think it's necessary, we have the option of giving her a little let up and then getting her ready for the Mona Lisa and the Tiki maybe in the spring.
All right. Well, good luck today, Kristen. Let's hope she wins again. You can buy a whole wetsuit then.
I'm going to make the owners buy me one.
I think so. That can be the sling.
Right. Bradley, my foreman, told me that if she wins today, he'll learn to swim. So that's a big call.
Don't hold into that. Oh, too right. Let's hope she bolts in.
Yeah, thank you.
Good on you, Kristen. Good luck.
Thanks, Sean.
Christine Buchanan there with Too Blue. What odds is she, Trent, before we go to Gerald Ryan?
$6.50, Cozzy. The second favourite behind Dothraki at $3. And punters that back Too Blue, I think they're pretty confident again today because Too Blue opened $11 on Wednesday. So now the second pick at $6.50. There's plenty of confidence. Dothraki opened $2.80. Did get out to $3.10 and has been backed into $3 this morning. One punter had a bet of $2,000 at $3.10. So apart from that, you've got See the World and Wouldn't It Be Nice both at $9, and then Royal Island, the next best, at $11. And we'll have Gerald Ryan on shortly. He's actually got two runners in the Civic Stakes this afternoon.
I'm not sure whether Gerald's ever bunged on the short wetsuit at this time of the year and gone in the water with the horses as well. We'll find out. He's with us now. Morning, Gerald.
Hey, morning,
Sean. Have you resorted to that, the shorty wetsuit on in the drink with him?
When I was with Owen Lynch down in Melbourne, I was.
Hey,
I wasn't going in the water, so he didn't worry about how cold it was.
Hey, it would have been cold down in Melbourne, out on the beach too.
It was down at Chelsea, yeah.
Oh.
Anyhow, it was all a bit of fun.
Yeah, how often did you go there in those days? It would have been great having the beach work.
Oh, we used to go down there probably 4 mornings a week with a load of horses, and Sunday mornings we'd have 15 or 18 down there. Yeah,
gee whiz, amazing. Yeah.
That's when you're able to work on Sundays, eh?
That's right. Now, the first today, you've got Achilles 2 going around, and it's a first starter. What can you tell us about it?
Nice, big, strong horse. Taking a little bit of time, being a fast net rock. Goes more like a 1,600-metre horse. Whatever he does today, I would imagine today the race will probably be too short for him. But whatever it does today, he'll improve off as long as he's fine in the line.
He cost a bit of money. He's I suppose he's actually $225,000. Not a lot for a fast net rock in some ways, is it?
No, he wasn't a deal horse, really. Yeah. And on the current market, the market of the last year and going through, he's passed in. We bought him after he's passed in. So, good group of blokes in him. And no, I think he's a horse that'll get out of a bit of ground. He'd be a non pace 1,600-metre horse later on, but nice enough horse. Yeah, big horse. He's a big horse, yeah.
So just a bit of patience with him at the moment.
Yes.
Mm. Well, now, you've got in the Civic Stakes today, two of them there, Dances on Stars and Estonian Princess.
Yeah, well, Dances on Stars, you know, he's raced well in Brisbane without winning. Come home, I sent him out to Hawkesbury where he's poking around out in the paddock and out there of the daytime, and he seems to freshen up really good. I saw him on Thursday afternoon, and he looks terrific. He apples on dapples in his coat, and he's Supreme well, and his runs have been all right up there. He ran terrific trying to shoot Candy first up, second up there in the weight grade race. He drew off the track at the Sunshine Coast and had to make a long run, which is not him. Missed the start at Doomben. They ran home 33.7 and he made probably three lengths on him. And then the other day, he was probably stuck in the mud at the Gold Coast where over on the fence where it was a no-go zone, and he still found the line all right. So, whether he can beat Dothraki or not, I doubt it. But he can still run well. I think the races he's been running in Queensland have been stronger than the majority of that field today.
Yeah. Now, Estonia Princess ran a great race in the Silk Stocking first up. What's happened with the others? Do those runs on paper don't flatter her?
No, two runs at Doomben. Karen said the same thing both times. She got to that 700 metre corner and lost her wheels and she couldn't get around the corner. And then the other day, track by, she did barrier one or two at the Gold Coast. Could never get off the fence. Got a run up over near the fence, top of the straight, looked as if she's going, just after the straight, looked as if she's going to be right in the race, but just got bogged down. They spooked down the outside and, like everything that was over near the fours of the fence that day, they just got ran over.
So you'd almost just put a line through those last three runs, forget you went around.
Yeah, true, but it's hard to do. You've got to sum her up, If she doesn't do anything today, well, she would have ran her last race, but she's drawn nice gate. She's not coming that far away. She's fitting well. Goes good at Rose Hill. Actually, all of her best form is on big tracks, which is quite unusual because she's not a very big mare.
Yeah.
But her best form is on big tracks, and there's an upgrade in the track to help her. But I can't fault her. She looks well. She's worked well since she's come home, and eating her feet. I'm happy where she is and where she's sitting going into the race today.
Now, Gerald, a look further ahead. You have got the horses trialling left, right, and centre, but you've also got Shoreham heading off to Grafton as well.
Yeah, he stayed up at the Gold Coast. Worked well there this morning behind a mate and rushed past him. And Peter's very happy with him up there, and track rider's been riding him up there. They're very happy with him. So he'll go down on, because Grafton's only just 3 hours from the Gold Coast now. So makes it a lot easier to get there than trying to get there from here. And he's well. He's terrific. He's well himself. If he can draw a gate, he'll be right in the race.
I noticed on Tuesday, Rose Hill, you got quite a few two-year-olds trialling. Of these, any of them sort of put a star in your eye or a glint in your eye?
Oh, yeah, there's a couple of them. Grand Cross, another fast at Rock Colt. The shapes are good. Three-quarter brother, the Snitzel, goes really well. King's Troop, another single doubt filly there of Arrowfields, goes quite well. Yeah, no, they're all ready. They'll be all racing before the end of the month. So if you can find the right races for them. But no, there's a few in getting around, and they're okay. They go quite well. Yeah.
Now, you've always got a great eye for a horse, and you have with the. It's always interesting first season size when you looked at yearlings going into this coming season as two-year-olds. Any first season ones you targeted?
Yeah, I like the Seaports like most people did.
Yeah.
The three or four I've had through so far have been great natured horses, great movers. Got an Uncle Mo filly that I've got a lot of time for. Looks well, shapes well. And I didn't mind the Say Your Things. They reckon they looked as if they were going to take forever. I only bought one out of the Snitzel mare. Shaped up good, and he got two smart missiles, I think. I've only had one through, and he's a really good mover. Really, he's a half brother to I'm Invincible, actually, and he's a terrific mover. Probably the four Fox Wedges, they're the four or five stands I liked at the sales the first season, but I haven't had any Fox Wedges in yet. A couple I did get haven't been broken in yet, the Magic Man, so just give them a bit more time. I didn't mind those four or five stands.
We'll keep an eye on those. Look, everyone was a wrap for the Seaports, weren't they? Said they looked magnificent.
Oh, yeah, they were. That's why they had to pay so much for them. Yeah, Uncle Mose, he started off terrific over in America. He had three winners out of five runners, and there's one over there the other day by Tannels, and I like this filly. She looks as if she never mind Jeremy. She looks as if she might run along for early, you know. Mm.
Terrific. Well, it's always good to find out what you've latched on to, Gerald. Which would be your pick today of the three?
I like Dance on Stars.
Do you? All right.
Coming back to this guy, coming back to his home track, stepping up the 1350. I like him. The only query I got on is a speed or lack of speed up front, you know, because he's a backmarker.
All right. Well, good luck, mate. We appreciate your time as always, Gerald. Good luck today.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thanks a lot, Gerald. Gerald Ryan. What have we got for odds there, Trent?
Cozzy, looking at Gerald Ryan's two runners there in the Civic Stakes. Dances on Stars is $15 the win, and looking at the place, $4.11. So even if you just heard Gerald's comments there, if you're not confident enough just on the win, if you want to have an each-way bet, $15 the win and $4.11 the place. Estonian Princess is $18 the win and $4.77 the place with tab fixed odds. There is two runners there for the Civic Stakes, which is race six. In the opening race, his runner there, Achilles 2, is $15. You've got Surf and Safari at the top of the betting at $3.40 and Vernbra, well supported, $6 in a $3.80 second favourite. But Gerald Ryan's horse in the first, Achilles 2, a $15 chance debutant.
All right, terrific. Now, it is 17 past 10, Sky Sports Radio, Tarapa coming up 25 past. Paul Joyce joining us now. Trent, morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Trent. And slowly warming up here in Sydney, Sean, very slowly.
Yes, it should be a good day there today. 4th of July and all the American theme out there, the $5 Budweiser's, there's smoked ribs, there's hot dogs. Oh, Trent's mouth's watering just at the thought of it here, Paul, I've got to tell you.
I'll sample a few of those, Sean, I can guarantee you that. And I'll be doing it with the profits I make on my best bet of the day, which is race 7 at number 5, Brook Road, for Chris Lees and Blake Shin. Into $3 since we did the preview, so it's trimmed up a fraction since this morning's preview. This mare has had two starts on soft going for two wins. First up was terrific, I thought, at Rose Hill. Gets similar conditions today. Only difference is drops 2.5 kilos into a slightly stronger race, but there's plenty of pace and pressure up front. I think Blake Shin will just slot in behind and finish right over the top of them. Best bet of the day, race 7, number 5, Brook Road.
Brook Road, all right. And you found another nice little one for those who just want to have a place bet today. Someone who's got a couple of dollars and things like that. Well, one little interest, yeah.
We've got the best each way is race 3, number 4, Der Meister, which is currently $8 with Tab.
Yeah, I like it too.
I think that's the each way play. This horse, obviously formerly trained in the UK, has had three runs in Australia and put the riding on the wall, I thought, last Saturday, went third here at Rose Hill. Out of the 2400 will really suit. He had genuine staying form back home. But the one you're talking, Sean, at the big, big odds, and it's still $31, is race 8, number 14, Scratch Me Lucky. This horse has genuine group form behind the likes of Halo Crown and Shooting to Win last campaign. But we've got such a big price today because he failed first up at Randwick on a heavy 10. I think if you can be prepared to forgive that run, his form's much better here at Rose Hill. He gets a firmer track today. And I think he'll be a huge improver. He maps really well, in fact. So at $31, you could do worse things and have something on it each way. And make sure you throw it into that last leg of the quaddie because there's a $100,000 jackpot on that quaddie today.
Terrific. Good on you, Paul. Have a top day.
Will do. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Paul Joyce there. And some good odds there, Trent, with those.
Yes, just looking at Paul Joyce's tips there, Cozzy. His best, race 7, number 5, Brook Road, has been well supported. Opened $4 on Wednesday, and as you just heard, now the $3 favourite. And about half the money on all bets placed on the race have been for Brook Road. So pretty confident there, which is the third leg of the quaddy. And those two each-way bets that you just mentioned, Der Meister in race 3, number 4, at $8 the win and $2.47 the place, and in the last of 8 at Rose Hill Gardens, there in Scratch Me Lucky, $31 the win and $7.31 the place. So it could be a wide last leg of the quaddie, and we do have the $100,000 quaddie jackpot. Race 5 is the first leg, and that is scheduled to go at 2:25 this afternoon.
All right, we'll come back and look at the markets in a moment. Got to tell you what a weekend of racing it is across the Sky Racing Network and Sky Sports Radio. In all, 24 group races from Australia and around the world, including the VicBred Super Series, the Durban July, and the Eclipse Stakes. Now, this weekend, see the best battle it out across the Sky Racing Network. You'll hear it here on Sky Sports Radio. 20 past 10.
For the greatest range of bikes, drop into Bates Bikes. Bates Bikes have been catering for all cyclist needs for more than 90 years. For quality bikes, accessories, clothing, service and support, visit Bates Bikes, 273 Princess Highway, Carlton.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse have a superb filly bred to be early and quick. Buy, exceed and excel. Champion Sire with 99 stakes winners, 10 at Group 1 level, including Gay's Golden Slipper winner, Overreach, and our own Blue Diamond winner, Reward for Effort. Our filly's from Red Fever, a successful broodmare with 102 stakes horses in a family. For only $6,900 a share, become part of the Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit the website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
It's time to get back to Tab Talk on your sports leader, Sky Sports Radio.
21 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove and Trent Langscale. Now, Trent, the first today. 9, 10, 11 come out of it.
They do. And just looking at the top market ones here, Surf and Safari is the $3.20 favourite. The main support has been for number 2, Vanbrugh, who's been 6 into $3.70. You've got Let's Make It Rain at $5. And then Stalwart, the next best, at $8.50. But the best backed has been number 2, Vanbrugh.
Right, race 2, the top is out, Bagman.
And we have Georgie Aeroplane, the $3.50 favourite, but the main money has been for Lucky Largo, who opened $6 and is now at $4.40, and then Reigning $4.60, the next best. But it looks as though Lucky Largo is a serious challenger to Georgie Aeroplane in the second.
Now, there's no changes, no scratchings in the third?
Really tight affair here. Soviet Courage, the outright favourite at $4.20, but the main money has been for Mr. Steele, who won at Warwick Farm last Wednesday. So on the quick backup, $8 into $4.40. You have Miss Vaughn, who's drifted to $4.60, and Paul Joyce's each way bet Durmeister at $8. But Soviet Courage is the favourite, but really good money for Mr. Steele now at $4.40.
All right, on to race number 4. 1, 2 and 14 are out.
There hasn't been a real significant market move here. Allegria is the $4 favourite. Final Decision at $5. Disgraceful's been $8 into 7 this morning, so that's probably where the main money's been today. And then Ellie Lou at $7.50. So a tricky affair, the fourth, but Allegria, the $4 favourite, a wide open market.
Okay, race 5. We take our 9.
This has been a really competitive betting affair here and is the first leg of the quaddy. Private Secretary, $6, got into as short as $4.20, just eased out to $4.60. Electric Power, well found, $6 into 5. Also, 50 Shades of Grey at $5.50. And then Commanding Wit has been 8 in the $7.50 this morning. So it is the first leg of the quaddy. The punters might have to just try and get a bit wider here and not think that there's one or two that they'll have to circle. Private Secretary, $4.60. Electric Power at $5. 50 Shades of Grey, $5.50.
All right, now the Civic Stakes, 9, 13, 14 are out of that.
Yeah, Dothraki, the $3 favourite, but we've touched on 2 blue there with Kristen Buchanan. $11 into $6.50. And then See the World at $9 and Royal Island at $9.50. So while Dothraki is the $3 favourite, the main challenger appears to be number 10 at 2 blue.
All right, the 7. We pull out 11.
Once again, Paul Joyce's best bet here is Brook Road and has been back from $4, the opening price on Wednesday, into $3. Shiraz, $4.40. Mount Nebo, $6.50. And Zara Tone, the next best, at $7. But the punters, if they think that there's one leg, they might be able to perhaps have one out in this quaddy at Rose Hill. It appears as though Brook Road will be the one, despite having barrier 12, $3 favourite.
All right, now the 8th, we pull out 3, 4, 7, 10 and 13.
The main money here has been for the top two in the betting, and that's the number 11, Marinostro, who's been 8 into $4.20, and number 16, Eisenhower, who's been as much as $5 into $4.40. Outside of that, you've got Moral Victory at $5, Grand Punto at $6.50, and then Great Esteem at $9. But the punters narrowing it down to two principal chances in the last of 8 at Rose Hill, number 11, Marinostro, 8 into $4.20, and number 16, Eisenhower, as much as 5 into $4.40.
All right. Now, the Jocks Challenge there today, interesting with Huey Bowman and Blake Shin finding out the premiership.
Yes, and looking at the Jockeys Premiership, we'll have a look at the market here and seeing, and we've got James McDonald who has the lead at the moment, but they're chasing him down. Hugh Bowman on 84 wins is the $2.60 favourite for the Sydney's Jockeys Premiership. James McDonald on 88.5 wins at $2.80, and Blake Shin on 84.5 wins at $2.80. So we've got that market there. We've also got betting Cozzy on how many wins both Blake Shin and Hugh Bowman will have today. So for Blake Shin, one or more winners is the favourite weight at $1.30. Two or more winners at $2.90. Don't want Blake to have no winners. That's at $3. And then three or more winners at $11. So you can just back them in that sense. And for Hugh Bowman, his number of wins at Rose Hill today, one or more at $1.75. No wins at $2. Two or more winners at $5.50. And then if he's lucky enough to get three or more winners and the punters are confident on his riding skills, he is a $26 chance. So you can look for those markets under racing extras, not only the Sydney's Jockeys Premiership, but also the Melbourne Jockeys Premiership, really down to the wire there in the last month. You've got Dwayne Dunn, Damien Oliver and Craig Williams fighting it out. Now, Craig Williams suspended still for today. Dwayne Dunn and Damien Oliver have a chance to make some ground on him. And as I said, you can check the racing extras area as well for those markets on the number of wins for both Blake Shin and Hugh Bowman at Rosehill Gardens this afternoon.
All right, good on your trend. Now, they're getting set race 2 at Tarapa. Here the favourite 9, Charleston Girl, $4.40 and $1.50 for Matt Gammon.
50 to full 20, Charleston Girl is the move in the second as they start loading away. First leg of the early quaddie, let's get back to Aaron.
Thanks, BP, and come to the line. I'm Chunky's one of those, looking to remain unbeaten. The debut victory was good. She was set aside for a time. She's back on a new campaign. Up from the Naki today, a couple of Naki runners in here. Olivia Mary still out the back. The other of those is Custer goes forward. Cohiba goes into the line, so Olivia Mary will be the last one called forward by starter John Moody to get the Universal Beef Packers Limited Tikawiti 1200 underway to open the early quaddie. We open a double here too. There was a good carry forward in the first four. Olivia Mary goes to the line. We're set and ready. UBP Limited, Tikawiti 1200 underway. Charleston Girl off the inside out strongly with Sono Veloce. Cohiba lands third. There followed Absolute Gold and Pockets. Amber Rain and Custer's out wider on those. Nectar Collector back against the rail. Prince of Passion gets well back in the field. And the Naki visitors are second last and last. Olivia Mary, the outside of I'm Chunky's at the 800 turn off the back. And Cohiba through to lead from Pockets. Out wider is Custer. Back on the inside, Charleston Gill gets the beautiful run fourth for Maddie Cameron. Then Absolute Gold, Amber Rain caught three out. They're followed then by Sono Veloce. Back in the field is Prince of Passion, Olivia Mary. Back on the inside, Nectar Collector at the 500-metre mark. And back last is I'm Chunky's. Onto the corner they come, Cohiba. Pockets right there and out wide. A caster, Charleston Gill now shoulders into the clear. Sono Veloce is looking to run on as they work down to the 300. Absolute Gold working home as Prince of Passion. 2.50 to go, Cohiba Pockets, Charleston Girl pounces on these quickly, and Sono Veloce around that, then Absolute Gold down the outside, at the 100, Charleston Girl breaks away by 2, Sono Veloce, Absolute Gold rocketing home late, Nectar Collector, Charleston Girl much too strong though, nice win, Sono Veloce second, Photo's third, Cohiba maybe just from Absolute Gold, and then came Nectar Collector, they were followed Prince of Passion and Pockets out wider, I'm Chunky's, that got going way too late in the piece back in the field then to Caster Olivia Mary and Amber Rain to be the last in the Universal Beef Packers Limited Tikawiti 1200 Charleston Girl.
No, number 9 Charleston Girl 350 150 one son of a Loche $2.10 and maybe 10 Cohiba third paying $4.40 we'll get the confirmed but 9, 1 and probably 10. Now Trent, the market today on the Civic Stakes.
Yeah, so just once again on the Civic Stakes, the market there, and we have Dothraki, the $3 favourite. That good support for Two Blue continues at $6.50. See the World and Wouldn't It Be Nice at $9. And then Royal Island, the next best, at $11. Just with Blake Shin and Hugh Bowman, Blake Shin will be aboard Dothraki, and he's also aboard Brook Road. So a couple of really good chances there for Blake Shin today, and Hugh Bowman is riding See the World. Just the other venues today, Caulfield, their feature is their Sir John Monash Stakes. Lord of the Sky opened $1.80, is now in the black figures at even money from Angels Beach at $7. If there is going to be an upset, Heart of a Lion has been well supported to do it. $21 the opening price now, $8.50. You've got Wild Rain at $9.50 and Anatina the next best at $12. So the Sir John Monash Stakes is race 8 on the card at Caulfield. And race 6 is the Queensland Cup at the Sunshine Coast. Have the 2 miles there. We don't see it too often anymore, so it's going to be a bit of a thrill there. Major, the $3.50 favourite. Love the Beaches for Paul King, who we saw weeks ago in the Stays. In the Stayers Cup at Rose Hill, had that long lead and managed to hold on. The second pick at $4.50. Huss and Choice, $5.50. Pop and Scotch, $6. Mr. Impatience, $6.50. And Monaco Doll at $7.50. So a tight affair there, the Queensland Cup, but major, the favourite. Be interesting to see how Love the Beaches goes there at Caloundra.
Good on you, Trent. Have a good day.
Will do. Thank you, Cozzy.
Trent Langsdale there, tab.com.au. Good luck. Hope you back a heap of winners today. 10:30, Sky Sports Radio.
They've got a chance here. They've got the numbers. Croker's got himself to score. This year, Origin 3 is shaping up to be an absolute blockbuster. So much so that the Big Sports Breakfast is crossing the border and following the Blues into Cane Toad territory. We'll be broadcasting live from the home of the enemy, Brisbane, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday mornings with all the must-know Origin news. Tune into the team smack bang in the